Good morning, a Friday morning, and that means Marina Villeneuve, New York State government reporter for the Associated Press, joins us. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning.
Well, he was out, now he's back in. This is former New York State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who was convicted of corruption. Last we saw, he was pictured in a wheelchair heading to his apartment in Manhattan, and now apparently he's been sent back to prison. What gives?
Right. We have learned that Sheldon Silver is going to be returned to federal prison. Federal authorities have denied him home confinement. As you mentioned, he was released Tuesday from federal prison on furlough while he awaited potential placement on home confinement. And his return came to prison after the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan said it opposed Silver's release.
Well, from there, we go to a New York law, speaking of prison, that lets New Yorkers released from prison vote.
Yeah, there have been a bunch of bills that have been passing that have sort of been held up in prior years recently, perhaps a signal of the governor maybe having a weakened negotiating position. And one of those bills that was signed this week is one that'll let New Yorkers who have been released from prison to have their voting rights restored before the new law. If you were released on parole for a felony, you'd have to wait months or sometimes years to vote until that oversight period had ended.
Well, from there to the issue of rent and the pandemic upending people's ability to pay, a big issue around the country. In New York, they extended eviction foreclosure protections through August. This was right before a federal judge struck down the CDC moratorium. Marina, put this into context for us.
Yes, we know that there are tens of thousands of New Yorkers who are really struggling a year after the pandemic. The state has given tenants and landlords and small businesses until August to have protections from eviction and foreclosure. There has been some opposition to this move from lawmakers and some landlords who say, the moratorium makes it impossible to evict tenants. But a lot of advocacy groups say that, as we saw with the federal eviction moratorium being struck down, that it's, really important that New York has this law in place. New York just set up a big $2 billion housing relief fund for people to apply for assistance with rental payments. But the state hasn't even released an application yet, so this will provide more time for the state to actually set up that process and start getting folks the help they need.
Marina Villeneuve, New York State government reporter for the Associated Press, joins us on Fridays. You can read more at ap.org. Marina, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you.